You're listening to SBS News.
Big cruise liners will no longer be able to travel through the Venice Lagoon. Starting next month, ships over a certain size or weight, or those that exceed specific pollution levels, can no longer ply the Giudecca Canal, the major waterway that passes St. Mark's Square, the historic heart of the environmentally fragile city. Until a permanent dock can be chosen and developed for the big cruise ships, the liners will dock in Marghera, across the bridge from Venice on the mainland. UNESCO's Director General Audrey Azoulay tweeted that the Italian government's decision is very good news and an important step that significantly contributes to the safeguarding of this unique heritage site. Just last month, UNESCO had recommended adding Venice to its list of World Heritage in Danger sites, which is expected to be considered at a UNESCO meeting later this month in China. Residents protested last month when the 92,000-ton MSC Orchestra sailed through the lagoon en route for Croatia and Greece. For years, protesters hoisting signs proclaiming no big ships have demonstrated in the city, sometimes taking to small boats to sail close to the cruise liners which look like lumbering giants slicing through the heart of Venice to startled onlookers on shore. Tommaso Cacciari is the leader of the No Big Ships activist group and has welcomed the decision.
This decision is very positive because it leaves no space for exceptions or quibbles, as opposed to the April 1st decree. And also, the timing of the deadline was perhaps not accidental. It marks a precise date, namely August 1st, so there won't be exemptions starting from that date, and it also marks a very precise tonnage limit of 25,000 tonnes. And 25,000 gross tonnage is not a lot.
The government's cabinet decree allocates funds to compensate those whose tourist-heavy businesses might suffer from the ban, but that decision was not welcomed by No Big Ships.
There are also shadows, as always in life, and the shadows are two in particular. One is this story of compensation to the cruise lines, which screams revenge. It's one thing for compensation to go to workers, to those who have lost their jobs, to those who are struggling to reach the end of the month, and that's sacrosanct and right. But to give public money to financial multinationals, which, among other things, have one office in Miami, another in Switzerland, and so on.
Mr. Cacciari says the compensation should go to the people of Venice.
In other words, if we have to compensate them, then they'll have to compensate the citizens of Venice for 20 years of pollution, exploitation of the territory, and the sale of the city's image.
In April, Prime Minister Mario Draghi's government had approved a decree to build a terminal outside the lagoon where passenger vessels over 40,000 tons and container ships can berth. The call for bids to build the terminal was published on the 29th of June. In the meantime, large boats were told to dock at the industrial port of Marghera, but this intermediate solution is not yet ready because Marghera lacks a suitable docking point for liners. Francesco Gallietti is director of Cruise Lines International Association in Italy. He's praised the government's plans to develop alternative docks in the vicinity.
We welcome the latest decisions of the Italian government. In particular, we are very happy that there will be a special commissioner with overriding powers and completely dedicated to setting up alternative dockings for cruise ships in the vicinity of the Marghera area.
Mr. Gallietti believes the alternate docks will be ready by next summer.
We expect that these alternative dockings will be ready by 2022 in time for the cruise season. We've been advocating for almost 10 years to get an alternative route. We've never been willing to stick to the Giudecca. We're very happy that we'll get somewhere to go very soon.
As for any logistical problems, the soon-to-take-effect ban might mean for imminent cruise itineraries, that wasn't immediately clear. But Mr. Gallietti noted this year, with the tourist season struggling to regain steam after COVID-19 pandemic travel complications, many companies didn't have Venice on their itineraries. The government decree also declares Venice's Giudecca Canal and waterways near St. Mark's, a national monument, in urgent need of safeguarding. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.